Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
And Senator Len Fasano is on the telephone this morning. Always enjoy having the senator with me because he's always got something to say that concerns people. Senator, good morning, good morning.
Brad, good morning on this really chilly day.
Boy, I'll tell you, I cannot believe what's happening to some of our folks out in the Midwest. It's just sad. And you know, Senator, I was not surprised that you were going to sit down with me and talk about this whole regionalization that is facing tests in the school system. And the reason I wanted you to come on the program is because you are right down to it, and I know politics is playing a part of this, but I'm concerned, and I know you're concerned about the children and their parents.
Sure. Look, you know, regionalization in and of itself can happen naturally. They have it out in Woodbridge. They have it out in Durham area. So regionalization of school districts happen because towns decide it's in the best interest of all the towns when they get together to do it. But forced regionalization is something completely different.
That's right.
And that's exactly what the Democrats up in Hartford want to do. They want to force regionalization, create marriages where perhaps they don't work. And they did it by saying, let's take probate districts, use that as a guideline, and everybody within a probate district has to regionalize their school system. That just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Terrible.
And not only that, you're busing kids all over the place and under the same Democrats took transportation money away from towns for busing. So now with regionalization, kids are going to be on the buses longer. The towns are going to have to pay more money. And they're doing it to starve the suburbs. And that's what their game plan is. And that's what's really sad about this.
Well, again, can they do it? They cannot just do it, and it can be defeated because this type of regionalization is not what we're talking about.
So if you want to do regionalization of schools, then give incentives and let towns decide what's in the best interest. So if town A wants to get together with town B, say, look, if you do that, we'll give you X, Y, and Z so that they can determine what's best and how they can work it out. There might be already relationships between certain towns that they could talk about it, but to force it makes no sense. And then when you combine this forced regionalization with Senate Democrats' bill that takes $50,000 assessment and says, let's not tax it, and therefore everybody's bill rate is going to go up, is just an assault upon the people of the state of Connecticut. And your listeners have got to call, particularly the Democrats in the House and the Senate, call them up and say, no, we don't want that. Don't tell us what to do in our own backyards. That's the message.
Well, again, Senator, when this happened, I just took it in, didn't say anything on the radio about it, but I knew that you were going to get into it and lay it out there for the people, and they should have that decision. I can see what they want, and again, Mr. Looney, this is what he wanted to do to consolidate districts, and so on and so forth. And it is just I'm surprised that a majority would even think about this. And as you just said, there are some that it works, but others it doesn't. You can't just say it.
And you can't force a relationship. relationship between towns. I mean, I'll take North Haven and East Haven. They are a probate district. Well, that from the East Haven shoreline to the North Haven north end is quite a distance. So kids are going to be on buses for hours before they ever get to school. And the cost is going to be tremendous. But if you look out in the eastern part of Connecticut, those probate districts are huge. They include like 20 towns. And you're going to create one school district for 20 towns. You're going to lose local control over your Board of Education. And many towns that have regionalization, that's the biggest issue. You're going to lose local control over your budget. I mean, this really is a firestorm. And Marty and those other folks don't care because it doesn't affect New Haven or Bridgeport or Hartford or Waterbury. It doesn't affect them, so they really don't care. And when you talk about regionalization to save money, you know, they don't want to really go after the big regionalization, which is consolidating certain services, because the unions won't stand for it, and they don't want to pick on them. So they go and they pick on this other issue out there and say, well, we'll go bother those folks. So this whole thing is a bunch of malarkey, but you need to get your listeners to call the Democrats up and say, don't you do it. We'll be watching, and if you do vote for that or push that idea, we're going to remember that. That's how you stop a bill like this.
Well, is it going to make it? Do these folks really think that they are going to do this and they believe it?
I would say this. The answer is, could it make it? Absolutely. You know, if you look at the way bills are done, particularly in the Senate, it really isn't a thought process. It's, okay, you get your bill, I get my bill. That's how they do it on the Democratic side of the Senate. So you've got to be careful when things like this come up. Because if leadership wants it, leadership says, I want my bill. If you want your bill, I want my bill. So you can't underestimate it. But what stops it is if you get people to call Senate Democrats and House Democrats and say, no, I don't want that. You're my representative, Senator House, and you better vote no. And I'm going to be watching. In fact, I'd like you to come out with a public statement to say no. Let's see if they do that for the people they represent. That's how you stop it. You can't wait till it gets to the floor of the chamber. By then, it's a fate complete. You got to do it now while there's public hearing. Now while there's an opportunity to do it before it even gets off the launching pad. That's why you got to do it now. That's why people get active. Your voice matters, but the timing of your voice is critical.
Well, this is the reason that I wanted you with me today, Senator, because I know what you have done in the past. And this, when I first heard it, and I heard that word, and I saw the folks that were driving it, I just said, you know, this has got to be challenged. There's no question about it for families. And I appreciate you coming on, and I know, Senator, I'll be talking with you again. But these are the things that the people have got to know about. When they don't know about some of these things, that's how they happen.
Exactly. And that's why your program is so important.
Well, thank you very much, and we will talk again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet.